Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Oriental Aromatics Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Thakkar from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Amit Thakkar from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Oriental Aromatics Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter and the first half of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements and make any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Dharmil Bodani, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Shyamal Bodani, Executive Director, Mr. Girish Khandelwal, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Parag Satoshkar, Chief Executive Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Dharmil to start with the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Amit. Good afternoon, everybody. It is a pleasure to welcome you to the Quarter 2 Earnings Conference Call of Oriental Aromatics Limited. Wishing you, firstly, and all your families a very happy Diwali. The quarter that has gone by has shown some very interesting opportunities for us in our fragrance and flavor division, where we continue to win new business from existing customers and acquire new customers in all markets that we operate in. However, the camphor, terpene chemicals division, as well as the specialty aroma ingredients businesses, are still experiencing severe pressure on both pricing and demand. We have received our volume indications for the first half of 2024 from our customers, and the volumes received in the RFQs are much better across the board than H2 2023 numbers, although the pressure on pricing does continue. However, we would like to mention that in all the global RFQs that we are participating in, we are participating not only with a larger number of products, but we are also participating with larger volumes and bidding for an improvement from our last RFQ, which in our opinion is extremely significant. The Baroda facility had a significant slowdown in production this quarter. This was due to planned slowdown in production done at the start of the quarter and a planned annual boiler maintenance shutdown that was taken in the month of August. This led to a double-digit drop in production at this site in the quarter. However, we are glad to inform you that this reduction in production has not resulted in a drop in sales. This actually helped us achieve the objective of optimizing the inventory at the site. The Bareilly plant production was at full capacity and in line with last quarter, and the sales from the site showed a healthy double-digit growth. However, profitability still remains a massive challenge due to pressure on pricing for all products in the camphor and chemical space. This part of the business will continue to stay under pressure for the next few quarters is what we believe. The CapEx plans, though downsized by a bit, to ensure sustained profitability across all sites, continues to stay on track. The hydrogenation facility at Baroda has been optimized and will be commissioned in Q4 2023-2024. The MAD investment stays on track on both timelines and budget. Now I request Mr. Girish Khandelwal, our CFO, to give you the financial highlights. Over to you, Girish.
Thank you very much, Dharmil. I would like to welcome you all to the conference call. On a consolidated basis in Q2 FY24, the operating income for the quarter was ₹227 crores, which increased marginally by approximately 3% on a year-on-year basis and 16% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA was ₹11 crores, with EBITDA margins reported at 4.85%. Net profit after tax was ₹2.4 crores, while PAT margins were 1.06%. On a consolidated basis for the first half of FY24, the operating income was ₹423 crores, which declined by about 7% on year-on-year basis, and EBITDA was ₹12 crores, with EBITDA margins reported at 2.84%. We had a loss reported of ₹3.6 crores. Lastly, the net debt equity is 0.33 as on 30th September 23, and cash profit in H1 FY24 stood at 6.20 crores. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press 1, star and 1 to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Gunit Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So, I mean, looking at the current condition of prices deteriorating, but you mentioned that the demand for our products have been fairly well. But, I mean, looking at the condition right now, what do we expect for H2 to be like in terms of, say, the margins? I mean, have the margins bottomed out, or can we expect the operating margins to go down further? And what is the outlook for, I mean, H2 in terms of top line and bottom line, looking at the current conditions? And going forward, I mean, do you see any uptick in prices or demand? Or do we see any growth coming in next year because our revenues have been stagnant for the last many years?
Yeah, Parag.
Yeah, so, Guni, in terms of, as Dharmil had mentioned in his opening remarks, in terms of, can you guys hear me clearly?
Yeah, now I can.
Yeah. So in terms of the demand, as mentioned by Dharmil, especially with our top customers, I think we are seeing that the volume requirements are much better than what we were seeing in H2 2023 calendar. So that's a good sign. In terms of margins and in terms of pricing, as we and we still stay in a zone where the world is destocking. Yes, that phenomena has reduced. But at the same time, there's also, because of cash flow requirement, a lot of pressure on inventories. So the customers are buying less. And hence, there's too much of product following too less customers. And so the pressure on pricing, I think, will continue to change. I think they're doing a lot of things internally to see if we can kind of shore up margin in for the next one or two quarters going forward. So in terms of volume, they look good. In terms of pricing, there's a challenge. We will have to wait and watch if there are certain opportunities across certain products where we have the ability to get a better pricing. In the meantime, we are doing a lot of work internally to see if we can optimize and improve our product.
All right, sir, got it. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from Perpetual Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Can you tell us more about what's happening in the aroma chemicals and camphor space? What is leading to this pressure, whether it is lower demand or higher competitive intensity from domestic or international players?
So I think, first, talking about camphor, the last 12 months has seen the competitive landscape in India changing a lot with new capacities coming up. And those new capacities are probably not in line with the growth in demand that is expected in the camphor and the terpene chemical space in India. And so, the pressure on pricing, the pressure on profitability will continue in the coming quarters. In terms of aroma ingredients, I think we see two phenomena that are happening. I think the products which are based in the aroma ingredients based on the alpha pinene chemistry continue to have a lot of price pressure because the pinene is available at a lower price. But at the same time, like I mentioned in my previous answer, that the ability of the market to absorb material and keep it as inventories is reduced in the Western world because of the high cost of borrowing. And we still have certain residual destocking for critical materials that's happening. So in the pinene space, we see that the prices continue to stay subdued. In the products that are based on crude and other non-pinene based raw material imports, we are seeing that the prices have bottomed out. The prices are at their lowest levels that we have seen for many, many years. But there is a very little scope of further downside. And based on the uncertainty in the market, if the prices of the feedstock start going up, then we might see a turn. I think what is more critical is to have a kind of a steady state of demand where the market is neither overbuying nor underbuying so that we can then plan our production, plan our procurement and have a steady state of margins.
Understood. So on the demand front, last one and a half year, dividing the market in two parts, one is I think consumer fragrances and the other one is fine fragrances. I think fine was struggling since COVID and now it is doing well, probably growing in double digit while consumer did well in the earlier part of COVID and struggling since then. When do you see the demand situation sort of normalizing where you are more certain?
So like we mentioned, we are seeing a robust growth in our fragrance flavor division in terms of new product launches, in terms of new wins, in terms of acquiring new customers. So I think that, that side of the business seems to be seeing what we saw post-COVID in terms of development, in terms of launching of products. So I believe that vertical is back. I think it's back and it's going to be in a steady state for a while. And the reason I say it's going to be steady state for a while is I believe that, you know, we are seeing on the fragrance and flavor side, the chemical prices, the raw material costs for us now are, you know, levels that makes it sustainable, you know, to give long-term pricing, et cetera, and cover, you know, maybe larger stocks of critical materials while the prices are this way. And this is with our fragrance and flavor division. Now, on the aroma chemicals, both bulk and specialty, obviously the reaction is where the prices are currently under pressure. So our goal as a company now is to focus on profitable products, focus on more markets. And, you know, in the long term, we hope to increase our bulk specialty space and in terms of both volume, value. And we will look at terpene chemicals, camphor, and their chemistry, I mean, and the product list very differently than we have in the past.
Understood. So last question is on the camphor side. Now, while you said, you know, a lot of capacities have come in the domestic market, which is leading to pressure, how does demand look like? Is it, I mean, growing year on year on the volume side? And is it possible to, how does the international markets look like here?
Right. So as far as we are concerned, we are active in the pharma space in the international market, and that is stable. Parag, I'll take this one too. And yes. on the demand side, I think as far as, and I'll speak for Oriental Aromatics, as far as we are concerned, in spite of the increased capacity and the pressure on the price, we still seem to be, as I've said in my opening statement, at full capacity at Bareilly. Our challenge there continues to be only profitability.
Understood. Got it. Wish you best luck going forward.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saket Saurabh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, and at least there's some improvement now from Q1 to Q2. Hopefully the trend will improve. So first question would be, initially, I think a couple of quarters ago when we had asked about, you know, what is the typical, say, revenue mix. So you had suggested it was one-third across all three divisions. So does that mix remain the same, or has there been, say, much lower contribution from camphor now?
So firstly, the contribution from camphor is not volume driven because the volumes are intact. There is pressure on the top line and the price. Now, having said that, absolutely the mix currently stays at one-third. And I think, you know, once all the expansions in Mahad and Baroda come into play, we are expecting the mix to change most definitely. And that I will update you all in the future for sure. And, you know, I think we will see definitely the specialty and the aroma chemical, bulk aroma chemical vertical seeing a larger contribution in our balance sheet.
Got it. Thanks for this. So now coming to camphor. So in camphor, are we gross margin positive, or even at GM level we are making a loss right now?
Parag, Girish?
We are positive.
Okay. And at EBITDA level, we are making loss in camphor?
Currently, we are positive.
Matavesh. Okay. Ek file bhej raha hu, dekho. Investment advisors ke letter head pe dalna.
Yeah, so basically, so if I look at the, I think in a stable state, I think our margin was used to be, say, 14 to 16%, when I'm talking about EBITDA. So now if I look at, say, these three divisions, so will it be safe to assume that Fine Fragrances, which is the one that is doing reasonably well, is now closer to this, say, stable state, and maybe the struggle is more in the second, and of course, camphor is struggling. So is that a fair assumption?
Yes, it's a fair assumption.
Okay. So, but then from that standpoint, do you think that camphor is still positive? Because unless it is almost negative on EBITDA front, because our EBITDA is around, 4% right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was the point, you know, camphor, are we sure that on EBITDA front we are positive right now?
Yes, we are 100% sure we are on positive front on EBITDA. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for confirming. Now coming to that, you talked about a couple of capexes going live in Q4. And so when we say going live, is it like the plant is operational and the test batches will now start going, or test we have got these test batches and all? I think something that you had referred to are out of the window now. Commercial orders will start getting dispatched.
No, I think it's too early for that, and it's too premature for me to answer that. I do believe that we will stay with the timelines to get into specifics of water trial, sampling, commercial. I don't have answers for you today.
Okay. And roughly speaking, again, and more from a historical perspective, if I recall from some of the input shared by you earlier, that it takes around 6 months for this thing to at least get in some shape, getting these trial batches and, you know, approvals from clients. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. Thanks once again, Dharmil bhai, and for the input, and wish you all a happy Diwali. I'm sure that things would be much better in coming
months. Thank
you.
Thank
you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. I repeat, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As we have no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
So should I do it, or Amit, are you going to say something before, or? Hello?
Definitely, you please do it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. I hope we've been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorum Advisors. We wish you a very happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Oriental Aromatics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and now you may disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.